if we take something like any fiction, in any holy book, in any other fiction, and destroyed it, okay, in 1,000 years' time, that wouldn't come back just as it was. Yes. Whereas if we took every science book, right, and every fact, and destroyed them all, in 1,000 years, they'd all be back, because all the same tests would be the same result.
That was our friend Ricky Gervais. He made a very bold statement.
You see, if you took every holy book, every holy book there's ever been, every religious book, every bits of spirituality, and hid them or destroyed them, okay? They went away and never, right? And then you took every science book and destroyed that. In 1,000 years' time, those science books would be back exactly the same, because the tests would always turn out the same.
Right.
Those religious books would either never exist or they'd be totally different. Because there's no test.
Now, for someone who doesn't know, it makes sense. If you took, like he said, all of the religious holy texts, all the Bibles, the versions of the Bibles, all the other holy texts, take the Quran, throw it away, get rid of it, drown it, burn it, lock it up. He said that it'll never come back as it was. Now, that is true. There's fact, but there's some fiction in there. And we want to share this with Ricky, who's a very well-known, famous TV personality, comedian, and hopefully he can listen to this, because we're all prone to error when we don't know, when the facts haven't come to us, when the information, because there's so much information, and this is why it's so important for us to get out there and share Islam, because this is one of the miracles that prove that Islam is indeed from the Creator. This fact that the Quran is the only book, all the other ones would perish, would disappear. You wouldn't be able to bring them back. But that is why Islam is unique, because we have a book that if you did burn all the Qurans, if you got them, you drowned them, you locked them up, this book would be the only book that you could actually bring back. And it has stood the test of time. If you look, this is a factual statement. Kids at a young age of 5, 6, 7, have memorized the entire book like no other book in the world.
I tried to learn the Quran when I was 7 years old.
I memorized the Quran when I was 10, and it took me 1.5 years.
We started with Ismail actually when he was 3 years old.
No matter where you go in the world, whether it be in China, whether it be in Africa, whether it be in Asia or in the Middle East, no matter where you go in the world, it is one Quran, it is one Mus'haf. And the students in Australia who memorize the Quran, it is them continuing on with this great, rich, and deep tradition of the Muslim Ummah.
Our friend Ricky, look into it. And anyone else who's a fan of Ricky's, who's watching this video, this is profound. If you didn't know, now you know. This is what differentiates Islam from the other religions, which we say are man-made religions. But Islam, if you look into the Quran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الصابرين ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم.
You'll be amazed. There's no other book like the book.
It is impossible for an illiterate man who lived 14 centuries ago to know and mention all of these things. And the Quran can only be the book of the being that created the universe. For the Quran miraculously mentions everything that the book of the universe includes, and all of its news turns out to be true.
Of the Quran, compiled over 23 years. So many scientific facts, signs in there that prove that it couldn't have been written by a man or a group of men, nations, coming together to produce a book like this. It's impossible.
Attention has been drawn to this information miraculously in the verses of the Quran, just like many other scientific facts. It is a proof that the Quran is the word of Allah, since there is so much detailed and true information within the Quran. Sent down at a time when humanity did not have any detailed information on the subject. It is not possible for any sane person to accept the second alternative. Therefore, the Quran is the pre-eternal word of Allah, as the miraculous verses that astonish man.
But that's the point I just wanted to focus on, was the fiction that he had stated, just not knowing. We all make mistakes, but hopefully he can listen to this and this and get to him, and our friend Ricky can be amazed like so many other people who've accepted Islam, because when they've looked into the Quran, they've seen like, wow, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like this book. And yeah, I'm not going to get in, and I might, we probably do a show on this in the future about the scientific test, because you might know how something functions, but that doesn't eliminate the existence of a creator, because that's the other point he had talked about, was that the scientific test would come back. They wouldn't come back the same, would they? The text that they've written, that's something up for debate. And even if they did come back the test, that doesn't, because we know something, how many calories, how many nutrients, how the clouds work that produce the rain, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't eliminate the one who created the clouds and the whole universe and everything. And it doesn't, Mr. Ricky. So look into this point. And hopefully we can maybe get you on the Dean Show and we can go ahead. You had a nice little talk about this with Colbert. But maybe you can come and talk to us, meet some Muslims, and look into this Quran like no other book. And yes, it would be the only book that you could actually bring back, because it's the only book that has stood the test of time, and academics, non-Muslim academics, have verified that this Quran is the same as it was revealed. And we have over 10 million, if I'm not mistaken, people who have today memorized the entire book. That is mind-blowing. This entire book. Try memorizing a book of 10, 20 pages, let alone 6,236 ayahs, verses, memorized, like I said, by kids and adults. And it's preserved. We have it today. It's a living miracle. Talks about the purpose of life, why we're here, where we're going when we die. Beautiful teachings. It's in this book, and it's the verbatim word of God like no other book, identifying that it's from the Creator. Too much to talk about. This is just a short response to our friend Ricky, who made this claim. I just wanted to politely address it, and hopefully this can get to him and he can get this and investigate it, look into it. It's amazing. Thank you very much. Comment below if you want to see us cover a full episode on this. We can really go ahead and dwell into this topic. It's very deep. Subscribe right now if you haven't. Liked this video, share this video, so God willing, it can get to our friend Ricky. We'll see you next time here on the Dean Show. Every Friday, new show. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.